KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, the boys' state basketball tournament continued yesterday. Four games on yesterday's slate. It was the Class 4A first round action, the quarterfinals, and it was Des Moines Hoover beating Ames 38-29. Sioux City West over Sioux City North, or Iowa City West beating Sioux City North, rather, 69-60. North Scott topping Waukee 63-54. And it was Pleasant Valley, a 58-51 winner over Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Hoover, Iowa City West, North Scott, Pleasant Valley all move into the 1A, the 4A semifinals. Action continues now today with six more games. They're going to move into the semifinals. They'll start the day in Class 1A at 10:30 this morning with Gladbrook-Rhinebeck facing Earlham. That'll be followed by Danville playing Maple Valley. In the Class 2A semifinals, midday, it'll be Applington-Parkersburg against Trainer. That's a 2 o'clock tip time. Trainer 22-3. AP is 25-1 on the season entering today's action. The 3:45 game is Pella Christian and Iowa City Regina. Then in the 3A semifinals tonight, Williamsburg will face off against Lamar's, and Dubuque Wallert will play Cedar Rapids Xavier. Those games coming up late tonight in the 3A semifinals. In college men's basketball, Lafayette's basketball team is going to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2000. The Leopards held off American University 65-63 to win the Patriot League and earn the automatic bid. Point guard Nick Linder led the Leopards with 25 points. He was named the tournament's MVP. Also in tournament basketball yesterday in the Big Ten Conference, first round at the United Center in Chicago, Penn State beat Nebraska 68-65, and Minnesota posting an 80-68 win over Rutgers to advance. In the Big 12 Conference tournament at the Sprint Center in Kansas City yesterday, in first round action, it was TCU holding off Kansas State 67-65, and Texas beating Texas Tech by a final of 65-53. In the Big East Conference first round at Madison Square Garden in New York yesterday, James Milliken scored 22 points, and Creighton took charge of a tight game in the second half, posting a 78-63 victory over DePaul in first round play. Devin Brooks added 12 points, and senior guard Austin Chapman had 11 to surpass 1,000 for his career. Will Artino provided energy down low, finishing with 9 points and 8 rebounds, helping the 10th-seeded Blue Jays advance to the quarterfinals against number 23 Georgetown, the tournament's second seed. Blue Jays 14-18 on the season with that win yesterday. Also in the Big East Conference first round yesterday, Marquette beat Seton Hall 78-56. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes will open up Big Ten Conference tournament play in Chicago today as they'll take on Penn State. The Hawkeyes take a 6-game winning streak into this afternoon's tournament matchup.
We're not, you know, changing very much. Just, you know, we'll watch film. We'll practice hard. We won't practice long this time of year. We don't. And, you know, try to stay locked in.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes are the 5th seed in the Big Ten tournament.
You know, it's an opportunity to do something special. Everybody recognizes that on a big stage. And, you know, the important thing is to stay together and remember what enabled us to be successful in the first place and not get out of character.
The Hawkeyes have found success with a variety of defense the past couple of weeks.
And you want to be good at all of it. You know, we press. We've had success with the press. We've had success with the zone. We've had success with the man-to-man. When it's all said and done, you got to rebound. Because if you're giving up second shots, doesn't matter how good your first line of defense is, because they're going to make a good percentage of those second shots.
We'll have that Iowa game against Penn State this afternoon for you here on KJAN. 12:30 is the pregame show. 1:30 is the scheduled tip time at the United Center. Well, the Iowa State Cyclones will be looking for a second straight Big 12 tournament title this week in Kansas City as the number 2-seeded Cyclones open their tournament action tonight at 6 o'clock in a game against Texas.
I like where we are right now. I like the last two games. I like the mentality of our teams, obviously, especially in the second halves. We're going to have to play better. We're going to have to play 40 minutes of basketball if we want to make a run in Kansas City and if we want to make a run in the NCAA tournament.
That's Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg, who says the key this time of the year is to keep your team fresh.
You know, depending on how long we play, you know, we'll determine what we do next week leading into the NCAA tournament. But just making sure your guys are feeling good. You know, you want to go in there with fresh legs because of the fact that you could play 3 in 3 days.
As Cyclones have been practicing this week, not knowing who their quarterfinal round opponent will be until last night.
I don't think it's makes it more difficult, you know, but the fact that we get to see a game leading into it, you know, to see what both teams are adding to their stuff, which, you know, they'll pretty much do what they do. I mean, you just got to play tendencies. You got to go out and, you know, get ready for the guys you're playing against. You know, we'll be ready.
And, of course, by virtue of their win over Texas Tech yesterday, it'll be Texas facing off against Iowa State. Again, that's a 6 o'clock tip time in Kansas City. In NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs have signed Jeremy Maclin to a 5-year deal, adding the down-the-field threat that their wide receiver group was sorely lacking last season. The contract is worth up to $55 million, according to a person familiar with the deal. Maclin started all 16 games for the Eagles last season, setting career highs with 85 catches for 1,318 yards and 10 touchdowns, and showed no lingering effects from the torn ACL that caused him to miss the entire 2013 season. His addition could mean the end of Dwayne Bowe's tenure in Kansas City. The veteran wide receiver is due to count $14 million against the salary cap. The Chiefs and offensive guard Paul Faneca have agreed to terms on a 3-year deal. The Chiefs have not announced that deal yet, so Faneca still has to pass a physical for it to be completed. The Chiefs were looking for help in the offensive line after losing 3 starters to free agency last offseason, and then watching starting center Rodney Hudson sign a 5-year, $44.5 million deal with AFC West rival Oakland this week. Faneca was a 7th-round draft pick of the Eagles in 2009 when Chiefs coach Andy Reid was in charge. He's come into his own in Arizona, starting all 30 games that he played over the past 2 seasons. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Dolphins have signed defensive lineman Ndamukong Suh to a record contract. The deal calls for $114 million over 6 seasons and makes Suh the highest-paid defensive player in league history. That deal surpasses J.J. Watt's 6-year, $100 million deal with Houston. Jacksonville landed its top free agent target, former Denver tight end Julius Thomas. The two sides worked out a 5-year contract worth $46 million, guaranteeing Thomas $24 million. His addition gives second-year quarterback Blake Bortles a reliable option to work the middle of the field. The Green Bay Packers have re-signed starting right tackle Brian Bulaga, ensuring that the highest-scoring team will keep its entire offense intact for the 2015 season. Terms were not disclosed, but the deal is believed to be for 5 years and worth about $34 million, including an $8 million signing bonus. The Colts have signed receiver Andre Johnson to a 3-year deal 2 days after the Texans released their longtime star. Also yesterday, the Jets acquired veteran quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick from Houston for a conditional late-round draft pick. The 32-year-old quarterback will provide Geno Smith some competition for the starting job. The Chicago Bears have agreed to a 5-year contract with linebacker Pernell McPhee. The 26-year-old spent 4 seasons in Baltimore and played for a Super Bowl champion. McPhee set career highs for Baltimore last season with 27 tackles, 7.5 sacks, 4 pass breakups, and 11 tackles for loss. The Minnesota Vikings have finalized a 2-year contract with quarterback Sean Hill, securing their backup for Teddy Bridgewater and bringing the veteran to his original NFL team. The Vikings also re-signed defensive tackle Tom Johnson and agreed to terms on new deals with 2 of their other unrestricted free agents, offensive lineman Joe Berger and long snapper Cullen Leffler. And in racing news, NASCAR has lifted its suspension of Kurt Busch, and the former champion is expected to compete at Phoenix this weekend. He can also compete in the championship chase this season, should he qualify. Busch missed the first 3 races of the season when NASCAR suspended him for an alleged domestic assault on his ex-girlfriend. The Delaware Attorney General last week declined to charge Busch for the September incident with Patricia Driscoll. And Daytona International Speedway will install energy-absorbing safer barriers to the concrete wall that Kyle Busch hit last month before NASCAR returns in July. Busch broke his right leg and his left foot February 20th when he crashed into a retaining wall that lacked the safer barrier. Daytona President Joey Chitwood says the track completed an extensive safety review after Busch's accident and will make numerous changes before the race in July. The track will also install safer barrier on the outside backstretch wall. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.